This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
I think one thing we can agree on, Ngomo, is that credit can quickly turn into a debt trap, right?
Yes, yes.
Especially if we start to use it for day-to-day living on items that we could easily save up for, then that's when a good debt actually becomes bad debt. So Nono Tlaele Qaba is an award-winning TV producer and director who started her career in sports broadcasting at the age of 20. Now, in the next few weeks, she will be sharing her valuable learnings with the nation to help people turn their finances around in these uncertain COVID-19 times. Today, she's talking about the marshmallow test.
It's Capricorn FM and Popo Sartis Frequency. Just drive Dinkomo and Itubanda till 6 o'clock. We're taking a little bit of time, of course, to get to know our finances a lot better. Last week, we had a chat with Nono Tlaele, who's an entrepreneur, TV producer, and financially savvy mom who recently participated in the APSA CT Press Money Makeover Challenge, who's going to be joining us on the line in a short while.
Before we have a chat with Nono D, there's something that I wanted you and I to discuss, okay. Right? The difference between what you want and what you need. Now, a lot of us, most times, we confuse the two. You know, yeah, you confuse what you want with what you need. So instant gratification versus delayed gratification, right? Talk about the marshmallow test. It was an experiment that researchers did with kids where they placed them in a room with a single marshmallow, right? A1 on a plate in front of them. And they were simply told, you can eat one marshmallow now, or you can wait 10 minutes where you can have two marshmallows, right? And it was an experiment in self-control. Very few of them could actually wait the 10 minutes. Most of the kids had the marshmallow. I can't say I'm surprised.
Yeah, instant gratification maybe. I think that's what comes in. You know what I mean? So we are here to talk about good debt and bad debt. And to expand further on this discussion is Nono Tlaele Qaba, who joins us on the line right now. Nono, hi.
Hi, thank you very much, guys. Always a pleasure chatting to you.
All right, thank you so much for joining us again on the line.
No, let's jump straight into it. Now, as the economy continues to deteriorate to the gripe of COVID-19, the average South African has run out of runway, having already depleted savings and now tapping into whatever credit facilities they may have. Most of our banks are offering payment relief options to help us weather the storm. What should our listeners be aware of before choosing this route?
I'm so glad that you guys are kept on such important conversations, particularly in these times that we are living in. We need to be financially savvy and know how to make our money work for us. I heard you guys earlier touching on good debt and bad debt, and I think it's so important before we get into the payment relief options for us to know the difference between the two, right?
Yeah.
Because good debt is the debt that has potential to increase your net worth, okay?
Mm.
So that's things like purchasing a home, okay? Or college loans, you know, something that will add value and make you better than you've ever been. So you must ask yourself when it comes to good debt, does this have the potential to make me better? Can I get value from this thing? You know, it's not just money that's coming out of my pocket, and that's bad debt. You know, money that that you use to buy a depreciating asset, that's like buying an expensive car. The minute you drive it off the driveway, it immediately loses its value and it doesn't cost as much as you purchased it for. So when you're talking about payment relief options, first and foremost, I'd like to just say this is an amazing initiative from the banks because of the financial difficulties most people are faced with because of COVID-19. And you did ask me, what should people look out for? Very important. You must understand that these initiatives are granted to people who had a good standing even prior COVID-19. So what am I talking about when I'm talking about good standing? These are people with a clean record who were paying their debt on time and not over indebted. And also very important, I would like to mention, if you don't need the payment relief option, please do not take it. Do not add unnecessary financial pressure on yourself by adding on something else. And keep in mind that you still have to pay the money back. So the payment relief option doesn't mean you now no longer need to pay that money back. They just allow you the option to just gather your thoughts and see how you're going to weather the storm that we are currently in. And also, always important to visit the bank and make sure that you understand fully the implications of taking this option.
Alrighty, so that's Nono Tlaele. We're going to be taking a short break. We're going to come back and have more conversations with her. And this time, we're going to be taking a look at debt counseling as an option and what your options are or what you should look at when taking out a loan. Welcome back. It is Capricorn FM and Popo Sartis Frequency. Dinkomo Nkomo and Itubanda, joined on the line by Nono Tele Taba, who's an entrepreneur, TV producer, and financially savvy mom who recently participated in the Absa City Press Money Makeover Challenge. Now, Nono, if you really face a debt squeeze, you can also look into debt counseling, a route that many people are not necessarily comfortable with, and a lot of people may be ashamed to take.
And I think we really need to take away the stigma of shame when it comes to debt counseling, because it's absolutely nothing to be ashamed of. Any one of us can get into financial difficulties, particularly in the times that we are living in. So really, for me, more than anything, debt counseling is a sign of courage. It immediately tells me that you care about your finances and you want to make better decisions. And it's better than waiting to default, you know, and therefore messing up your credit score. Mm. You know, it's taking the initiative and saying, you know what, I'm in trouble here. I'm swamped. I'm not coping. Mm. I need help. And there is something so courageous and so inspiring about raising your hand when you need help. And most importantly, debt counseling is tailor-made for each individual, depending on your case, of course. And you are protected against any legal action from those you owe at the time, because they are trying to assist you to make sure that you repay everything that you owe. And I like this, because I'm a person who's all about achievement. I love it when I accomplish something. Once all the debt is paid, the debt counselor will issue you a clearance certificate, and that gives you a sense of I've done something, I've achieved something, I've conquered a mountain. And I think it's a fantastic thing to do, especially if you're under financial pressure. Use that option and take away the stigma of shame.
Thank you. Definitely, I think a refreshing take on debt counseling. There's been a lot of talk on social media about, you know, some of the benefits and some of the disadvantages. But if you see no other option but to take out a loan, does one go to a bank where there's like multiple requirements, or rather to Mashonisa on the corner who does not want anything either than your ID and your bank card?
I'm very wary of Mashonisa, because the image is always coming to my head, like this guy who's trying to break your leg. So I'm very wary of things like that. If you have no other alternative, please go to your bank. And most importantly, just a few things that I want to talk about when it comes to taking out a loan. Please make sure that you stick to only what you need. Even if the bank is saying we can offer you 20 rand and all you really need is 10 rand, don't be tempted. Just stick to only what you need. And also, very important, you must understand how the credit score works. Because this is something that I feel actually should be covered in high school, because we need to do better when it comes to our finances, because how we use our money and our relationship with money affects our families, affects our children, and so the cycle goes on. So you must understand your credit score, because that depends very much on the amount of credit that you have, how long you've been borrowing, and whether you pay your bills on time. So it's very important for you to make sure that when you're paying your loan, you're paying on time. And at the very least, please always make sure that you are paying the minimum. If you are able to pay an extra 10 rand or 20 rand or 30 rand, please do so. It may seem like a small amount, but over a long period of time, that small amount makes a huge difference. Last but not least, when it comes to loans, you must understand the interest rate on your loan, because the higher the interest rate, the more expensive it is to pay off that loan. And the lower the rate, of course, the less time it will take for you to pay off the loan. And the interest rate is also determined by a lot of factors, most of which has to do with what kind of a person you are financially. Do you pay back on time? Do you keep your word? Are you diligent in making sure that you pay everything that you need to pay on time?
All right. Very straightforward, very insightful. But I think, you know what, a lot of people might want to connect with you even further, you know, maybe reach out to you and maybe try and talk to you more about understanding how the credit score works or how credit works in general. So where can they find you and connect with you via social media?
I am on social media, Twitter, @Nono_Kele. Let's change the narrative, particularly for young people. Mm. Most of us never got the time to have a conversation with our parents on how money works. And now is the time to take control of our finances and get things done. And that's Africanacity.
Oh, yes. Right. Thank you so much, Nono, for joining us on Just Drive. We really do appreciate it.
Thank you so much, guys.
Now, if Nono's advice resonates with you, you can follow her blog on her website on www.nonocele.co.za. It's nonocele.co.za. Keep in mind that Nono is not a financial advisor. She is sharing her valuable learnings from the Absa City Press Money Makeover Challenge with you. You must not rely on this information completely, right, to make a financial or investment decision. Before making any decision, we recommend you consult a professional financial planner or advisor who will take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, and your individual needs.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.